Didn't belong in me.
Matt.
Maybe they shouldn't be firing lasers at the Antarctic ice.
Steve.
We were poor, asshole. That's all we had.
And Thorn.
Why don't we go late?
We can.
I'm not working tomorrow, so we can go late.
Oh, thank God.
Woo!
Thank God. As long as Vaughn isn't working, we can go late.
Have a couple beers. You might still be awake.
One, two, three. Fuck you.
I like these calm little moments before the storm.
It reminds me of Beethoven. All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
What the hell was that?
Yeah, some guy.
You trying something new?
What was that subliminal scary ass shit at the end of it?
I don't know. That was him.
I thought we were taken over by the board.
No. I decided to call him and wake him up.
Oh, that's nice. We should be calling someone else and reminding him what he should be doing tonight.
Yeah, oh, fucking that? Steve.
What about him? What happened?
I don't know. All I know is I'm Derek. With me, as always, is Sir Matthew of Belford.
I love you.
What? Postmaster Vaughn.
Stick it in the ass, Stalin.
The Duchess of Navesink, Carly.
Hey, people.
What's up, Carly?
Or should we call her? No, never mind. I'm not going to go there.
WC's Carly.
Wow.
And I'm Derek. So, Steve's not here.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Gee, I wonder why.
I can't even imagine.
I can.
Well, what's tonight?
I don't know. Something to do with Peter Steele's cock. I mean, only can only imagine.
Or Undertaker's cock.
He loves that shit.
Oh, it really does.
It's the second Memorial Day.
What? Was it a Russian Memorial?
Remembering Peter Steele 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah. 10 years gone, huh? What a fucking faggot.
Unbelievable. It's like everybody else in the show.
I texted them, you coming to the show tonight? The answer was N-O.
No, that's it? Just no?
No explanation.
No, sorry, dude. I got to take care of something.
Is that what he said?
I'm sleeping or something. It was just two letters. N-O.
N-O.
It's like the 60-odd other people who've been on this show over the last year and a half.
Okay. So you think Steve's gone?
That's it. Yeah, take him out of the promo.
Hey, no call, no show, no job. That's how I've always lived by.
Yep. When am I going to get a spot on the promo?
We'll put you in next week, but we'll just say with Carly and play Steve's bit.
Thank you. Nip it in the bud.
While it's playing, we'll just say, with Carly, with Carly, with Carly.
With Mr. Black.
We were Carly'd.
So anyway, we are the Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. We are live because it is Tuesday and we have nothing better to do.
Where are we?
We are in Middletown.
On what?
CringeHumorRadio.com.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Minge bag.
So show prep, huh?
What about it?
We actually did a lot of it.
Did you guys see the Hogzilla thing?
We did.
Yeah, we did.
Let's jump right into that.
Yeah, let's go.
How crazy is that?
It's pretty crazy.
King Kong meets Atlanta, Georgia.
Those things are...
Or Alabama or Tennessee.
No,
I don't remember.
She's right. It's Atlanta. They're roaming around Atlanta.
A couple?
No, I'm fine.
Sure you are.
Wow. It's a King Hog.
Really big.
That's He's just frightening big. That's roaming around Atlanta.
King Hog's pretty good. I'm surprised
they
didn't
even
come
right.
up with that.
He's not. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
What was it?
This is in Montgomery, Alabama. Hogzilla is being made into a horror movie for some odd reason. But the sequel may be even bigger.
Unnecessary.
Meet Monster Pig.
Monster Pig.
An 11-year-old boy used a pistol to kill a wild hog. His father says weighed a staggering 1,051 pounds and measured 9 feet 4 inches from the tip of its snout to the base of its tail.
Which, if you see the picture of this with the kid next to it, I thought they were talking about the kid at first. That kid's a fat fuck. I mean,
he's
come
a
on.
Hefty fella. I'll give him that.
Matt, have you seen this?
I've seen it.
We just saw
it's
it.
Unreal,
it
isn't
looks
it?
Fake.
It really does, but everyone's picking up on it, so I don't know.
No. It's definitely real, but it looks fake.
It looks like a bad Photoshop job.
It looks like Jurassic Park Triceratops laying there.
But like, what are the odds of two of these?
I don't know. Well, I guess, finding one like this, you would report it. You find another one, you'd report it.
What is it, eating full how Bob's Big time? Boys? What the fuck? How are they
How much time in between the discoveries was
well,
it?
Well, I, for one, welcome our years? New pig overlords.
Yes.
This thing's pretty fucking big.
Well, the other one was like 12 feet long.
Yeah. But it wasn't
pounds.
As big. It wasn't as heavy.
Yeah.
It was thinner. This thing is just fucking huge.
It's for what? What was it? 9,400 pounds?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
And the last one was 1,000 pounds, but it was 12 feet.
Yeah,
10 bills.
But this one's like heavier. So
that was the longer, stealthier one. This was the more compact.
Yeah, it was a lean,
like
one.
Mobile
no,
version.
This is like a Volkswagen.
But here's the thing: to get the fucking thing out of the forest, they had to chop down trees. How was this thing mobile?
I don't know.
It took them 3 hours to catch it.
He's eating trees.
They
That's
shot
what he's
it
doing.
And shot it. And they
I was going to say how many times
shot it. Yes.
Why would you even kill it? Why wouldn't you try to capture it?
Because they want sausage.
I saw that, it would take me 3 hours to run away from it. I don't care how many guns I had.
Take you 3 hours to eat
fucking
it.
Rocket
Smith
launchers.
And Wesson does not make a gun big enough for me to attack a fucking 9 foot pig.
Grenades.
That's outrageous.
Seriously.
I saw a 500 pound pig once at Busch Gardens.
And it's scary, right?
And it's humongous. This is twice the size of that.
Yes.
And that is frightening. It doesn't even look like a pig. It looks like a fictional character.
Even right.
Yeah, a fictitious character.
And they said they're making sausage out of it.
Great.
That's a
they
lot.
Said they're
going to
get like 800 pounds of sausage.
Yeah, but why not? Who's going to eat it? First of all,
that
this thing's a genetic disaster.
That family.
Yeah, they're all just going to turn into giant pigs.
Hopefully, they're smart enough to sell some of it and make some money out of it.
Why wouldn't you stuff it?
No, they're stuffing the head. They did the head thing.
Fuck the head. Stuff the whole goddamn thing.
The head was
thing.
Like 54 inches across.
That's ridiculous.
You can't.
It was
54.
No, I'm serious. They said
I know
that the
that,
head
but
was
when you're
really
when
big.
You're when you're
what the hell
doing visuals on the air?
It doesn't work.
Don't use the hand that you're holding your mic in to say how big
she's
it was.
She's got her arms
it's,
out.
It's 54 inches.
I don't know if she's measuring the head
across.
Or Peter Steele. What's going on?
Anyway, not that we're
not
professional
Peter
or anything, but
not
we do like to hear what people are saying when they're on mic.
It's true.
The only thing.
Yeah.
So this thing's fucking big.
What else can you
Fuck.
Say? I'm surprised it didn't try to eat the kid.
Did any of you guys expect that to be in like Georgia or Atlanta?
Of course, why not?
Down south, kinda.
Where else?
But
would it be?
I mean, Atlanta, like you know, it's hot Atlanta. I mean, come on, how can you
but
see
you
a fucking boar like that roaming around?
You don't expect something like that in the U.S. of A.
What do you expect in Cambodia?
No, you just don't.
I've seen fatter
it.
Things with thongs at the Greek festival.
Right in the city, God.
My big fat Greek ass.
Fucking two towns over, you see things bigger than that with thongs on. Ugh. Sandy Hook, no less. Or not even without thongs. You go to all the way to the end of the beach where they let the nudists roam around, and oh my God.
When you look at the genetic disaster that is this pig at 1,051 pounds, there are people who have weighed more than this pig, and this pig is gargantuan.
We just talked about
it's
one.
Like
what?
Four times the size of this kid. Standing next to it, at least.
We just talked about one a couple months ago, right? That fat dead girl?
Yeah, she's pretty dead.
She was a...
Hold on. If you can bring this up, Derek, I want to look at it. Vaughn, stretch it with the fat girl, please.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, like, she was almost that big. What was she like?
Oh.
What was she like about the size of a small hog, wasn't she?
She
if I remember
was,
exactly.
The what? Size of a large hog.
Like 450 or something like that? She was hitting?
She was a big girl.
She's pretty big.
She was like 450. Her friend had to be over 500.
Yeah.
She had the whole 50 states tattooed on her back. Not huge.
It's big.
Look at this.
How do you go about killing that? Seriously. This is like something you'd see in like Clash of the Titans.
It looks like it's rock.
Yeah.
It looks like it's chiseled out of a rock. And it's got to be more than 1,000 pounds. I mean, a lot more. Like, I'm talking like 2,000 pounds.
It no. looks
you
like
look at
it,
this but... thing, and unless it's like only a foot wide, I mean... Yeah.
And how come that's like the only picture? They have two pictures.
Yeah,
no,
I would
had a couple on his
fully
page.
Cataloged this.
Yeah.
I would have had like a
video.
I would have had it in a 3D program already.
Yeah. I would have briced it.
Yeah.
Made action figures out of it.
Seriously.
That thing is.
The kid made a crappy website about it.
It's very bad.
It's the 10th wonder of the
bad.
World.
Very bad? Like.
And like, they showed like the backhoe trying to pull it out, but it was just like picture, crappy picture.
They fuck, don't they know how to use the camera setting on their cameras?
I wouldn't have killed
the
it.
Video
either
setting?
Way. I would have gotten footage of it moving.
It's like
exciting, isn't it?
It's
to
like
have something that like
it is a dinosaur of fucking pig.
It's like as if somebody fucking caught Loch Ness. That's what this is like.
Yeah.
Basically
it really
is.
It's
Hog Ness.
Hog Ness.
So Nessie would be piggy.
Miss Piggy, we finally caught.
What is this? Minge Bag sent us world's most powerful handgun, a 60 caliber.
Oh, boy.
See, they used a 50 caliber. Kill the pig.
No, I ain't going to do that.
Hey,
you
mean
to me?
What the hell?
Shit,
what was that?
That thing.
The guy fucking. It flew out of his hands when he fired it.
Knocked him back?
That's ridiculous. Did it hit him in the face?
I hope so.
It's like
it didn't phase him, though.
That clip reminds me of that other clip. You ever see the one with the DEA agent or the
when he
special
shoots
agent
the
shoots
foot?
Himself in the foot when he's talking about not holding...
Douchebag.
No one else but him and like no one else in the room should have a gun and he unloads to his foot. Beautiful.
Oh, he had a 60 caliber rifle round in there.
Okay, nice. That's why.
Yeah.
It's like fucking Terminator's gun.
Yeah.
But the kid killed the thing with a Smith & Wesson, I think. 50 caliber.
What the fuck's this kid doing all day? Just shooting guns?
This is what they do.
Well, they're in Alabama.
His father Georgia. Went with him, and they had, like, two guides. Apparently, they were looking for this.
Wow.
And the two guides had, like, semi-automatics or something that That's was would crazy. Really take the hog down if it charged. No, charged at the kid.
I know.
If I saw this thing,
but
I would fucking bolt.
It took him 3 hours to kill it.
After hour one, I'm done.
I'm thinking about what it looks like when it moves, like all the independent body parts.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? Like how the legs...
It's frightening.
It would have been magnificent.
Yeah, you don't...
Picture looking out this window and seeing that.
Yeah, I don't want to. Yeah,
I would go out the back window and I would just keep... I don't care how many fucking coyotes are
like, if you think about... Like a Clydesdale, like a horse.
Yeah.
Like how big those fucking things are. This is much bigger.
I saw one in Busch Gardens, I think. Yeah.
Those things
the
are
up
really
with Busch
fucking big. Well, they have
all
that
Busch owns it.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. You got a point.
They got all the Budweiser stuff, and I think they had a Clydesdale there.
Yeah, they probably had a bunch.
But they're fucking big. Yeah.
And this pig.
Crush your skull with
a lot
those fucking
bigger.
Feet.
Anything big scares me. I don't know what it is. Like, what's that fucking? The Newfoundland. The dogs?
Oh, yeah.
The big,
they fucking creep me out.
Yeah.
Or did I
they
tell
look
you
like bears. Black, uh-huh. Big, black, huge, hairy bears.
Did I tell you about those rabbits in Scotland, was it? Or was it one of those?
Oh, what was that?
The ones that were like,
Yeah, we all saw Monty Python.
No. They were, they were like 5 or 6, they were like huge. They were like a couple of feet, like about a 2-foot rabbit.
That's
huge.
Pretty big.
And they were
big
selling them to rabbit. South Korea to feed their people. North Korea.
Jesus.
North Korea to feed their, well, their people are... You know, with one, I think one of them was able to feed like about 70 or 80 people for months.
Wow.
But then what they did was, what's his name, Kim Jong-il? He bought them from this guy, and then instead of, because they were supposed to buy like 2 and then like, you know, copulate them and then create more.
Yeah.
But what'd he do? He had a big feast in his honor. He had those 2 as the main course.
And he said, I'm hunting rabbits.
He said, fuck it. And the guy, I think the guy was upset that they didn't do exactly what they...
Be very, very quiet. I'm hunting a rabbit.
Oh, wow.
Terrible.
I know.
We're going to get kicked off the air for that.
Oh, well.
Those rabbits
wrong.
I think we're
going
to get kicked out.
Lola. Oh.
I think we're going to get kicked off the air because we don't make fun of Japanese enough.
That's true.
Or Korean, for that matter.
What was
Japan.
What was it said on the boards? What's the term they were using a lot on the boards?
For what?
Gook Island. That's
Gook
it,
Island.
Yes.
Gook Island. That's right.
Japan.
It's a new reality show.
Yeah, if you check out our boards, you can see a nice raving debate on who's your favorite aristocrat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Am I one of them?
Yeah.
No.
Are you an aristocrat, Carly?
Yes.
We had this debate. Carly is not an aristocrat.
I thought you were a booker.
She's a booker.
Yeah, and she does great at it.
I'm a
when are you getting this Kevin Smith?
Dude, he's going to be in the
States. He came and went, pal.
August
7th. He came and went.
Who are we talking about? We want to get on the show?
Where's he going to be?
August 2nd. He's going to be at Count Basie. Celebrating
his
35th or something like that.
Yeah.
His 35th birthday.
Was he doing a Q&A?
Yeah. 7 o'clock.
A Q and Brew?
It's a Thursday show. We should bail and get tickets.
Nice.
Vote for me.
If you go to aristocratsradio.com/board, you can vote for Carly. As your favorite aristocrat.
Yeah, everybody else is voting for themselves, it seems.
Back
except
to this pig who shot a pig.
Big pig.
He put his website up, and of course he's getting hate mail from people.
For killing it?
And I haven't read any of these, but some of them look like quite, I don't know, good.
Quite.
What, like funny?
Yeah.
My
I'm just going to pick a couple randomly that look funny. Hurry up and enlist in the army. I want to see you chased and shot at. And maybe beheaded on a video for us to see. I will laugh while eating my veggie burger.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
Vegetarians are fucking ruthless.
Yeah, but that was a good guy.
That pig didn't have to die.
No.
It was fantastic.
But that's neither here nor there.
No, yeah, but it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the thing is, if they actually caught it and they did like what they did in King Kong, you know, they brought it from all the great states, it would have got loose somewhere, most likely in New York and rampaged and killing people.
It would have climbed the Empire State and gotten shot.
I would like to see it eating the fat kid like a la Little Shop of Horrors, like
nice.
Leaning its head back, just like
swallowing him whole.
Oh, it's Shark Dog from Eat the Cat.
Really?
Just my opinion, but personally, I'm really sad you shot the pig.
Personally.
How nice would it have been for it to either live free or be used as a source of scientific discovery? But hey, I'm from California where we tend to think that way. My son is 10 and became a vegetarian on his own at age 5. Sure. His father and I are carnivores. Doubt it.
Carnivores.
Our son still takes the time to remove even ants from our house so no one will squish them.
Your son's a faggot.
Gay. I was just going to say your son is gay.
Seriously.
The kid that killed the pig was only like 11 or 12, right?
He was 11, yeah.
Was the kid out there hunting the pig? Like he knew it was out there?
He was there with his father.
It was
like
a white whale? It was
yes. Gabi Yishmiel.
That kid's a twink.
But he could.
I'll bring some back from earlier.
It took him 3 hours, and the father and the two other people had like semi-automatics.
Honestly, I don't even see how the three people killed it.
No.
Like, how much ammunition did it take to kill that thing?
It took the kid, like, a whole bunch of rounds.
I seriously think they're bullshitting, and they were shooting semi-automatics as the kid's shooting off his handgun in the air.
Like, that kid, no.
I'm shooting him, Dad.
But,
I'm sure they weren't expecting to come across a nearly 10-foot pig when they went in there.
See, the thing is,
I'm sure those small guns would be just good enough for rabbits.
I don't even, like, how thick is the skin on this thing?
Well, hence the 3 hours.
Yeah. Like, shooting it, I could imagine it surviving and with the bullets in its body.
Well, I'm sure if they keep going towards the brain or whatever.
Yeah, well, obviously, if they shoot it in the fucking head.
Or after 3 hours, I'm sure it would have bled.
They can't do a pig roast with the thing, at least. They can't do a pig roast, which is kind of sad.
Well, I'm sure if they get some beams.
Dude, no, they have to they have to big, humongous hole
like
in the ground.
Bowl.
It's a telephone.
Yeah. All right, here's one with all the curses in it. What the fuck is your fucking problem, you fat-ass bitch?
Is it Violent J?
You fucking killed a fucking innocent little pig. Does it make your fat ass feel good to kill such an innocent creature? Wow, congratulations, you fat-ass fucking cunt.
See, the kid...
I'm not done yet. I hope the boar babies come back alive and eat your sausage-linked penis, you fat piece of shit. Fucking fat redneck. I hope demons come and haunt your fat ass for the rest of your life. Do you think you're hot shit for this, bitch? Well, you're not, fat ass.
Oh my
burn in hell, you rotten piece of shit. And, of course, in caps, fuck you, fucking fat ass redneck piece of
Sincerely,
shit.
Sincerely, salacious
cum. The kid was kind of fat.
He doesn't look fat compared to the pig, though. That's the thing.
Yeah, but he was a fat little piece of
compared
shit.
Compared to the pig. No,
you look he at was.
The, well, I
the,
only
the
saw...
The pig was big. The kid was a fatter piece of shit.
You know what? He killed an almost 10-foot pig. He's okay in my book.
It took him 3 hours with his parents' help.
Yeah,
I
God
think
bless
we get
him.
The three-hour thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He had to chase it for 3 hours and be like, bam, bam.
Was he on a... Like a, was he in a car? Because I don't think he was running after that thing for 3 hours.
Honestly, the pig probably just had a heart attack and died.
Probably.
It probably didn't die from the gunshot wounds. Oh, man.
It probably tripped and his ribs just flashed into his fucking lungs.
That pig was still fantastic.
How could it even move?
I don't know.
It belonged in a museum.
It really does. That's terrible. That's the only thing that gets me is that they're going to eat it.
They made sausage
out of
it.
I wouldn't eat that. That's a fucking freak of nature.
But they took its head and they made a trophy out of it, and now they're making sausage linkages out of the rest of it.
Listen to me. Just let them eat it. Don't let them sell any of it so they can deform and be like psychotic looking hillbillies that they are.
I don't think that's going to happen, Vaughn, but I wish it did.
Hope some weird growth hormone that's inside this monster makes them all deformed.
Oh, I know, right? Oh, man.
We could only hope.
They sue the state for killing. Because they killed this animal and then made it the sausage, and now they look all fucked up. They look like that guy in the mask.
It's like a pig with acromegaly. It's ridiculous.
Man, I don't know who Mingebag is, but they're fucking helpful.
What happened?
Well, we have another pig-related story.
Uh-oh.
Is it Hogzilla 1?
No.
Is there a picture?
There is a video.
Ooh.
So maybe we can get this up. See if there's not a commercial.
Holy shit.
See, those are normal pigs.
Yeah, they're like size of small dogs, maybe a little bigger.
Like 150 pounders, maybe?
Tops, yes. Mm.
Okay,
is there any audio?
Bulking.
Or is it just pigs eating?
That's hot.
That's pigs eating. Wow.
Interesting.
That's a pig eating on a fucking tomato.
I guess that's what it
is. He's fucking Barbossa.
Is this just the pigs? Oh, yeah, I can't watch this. It's just pigs eating.
Well, what's the story?
A Clackamas County man could face animal abuse charges after detectives say he stranded three pigs inside his house.
Wait, what?
Sheriff's deputies found them abandoned inside an Eagle Creek home over the weekend. Who fucking burped?
I did.
Oh, my God, man.
Not I.
You are inhuman. It smells like that pig's fucking rectum. Seriously. That's horrible.
That's what happens when I drink Coca-Cola. I don't understand it.
I don't, maybe fucking the massive amounts of carbonation.
But why the smell?
No, the smell was a fucking Applebee's.
It's from your stomach.
It's the smell of the dying flesh that's inside of you.
Anyway, the house was trashed, and investigators believe the former owner, Shane Lovett, no relation, destroyed the house after it went into foreclosure. The animal handler said it was the strangest rescue he's ever done. Had to lure the pigs out of the house with apples.
That's strange.
Barbossa.
They were really dehydrated. They looked real thin.
So this is the opposite of what we were just reading.
Yes.
So he abandons the house and leaves three pigs in it to ruin it. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's pretty clever.
Is it?
Well, if you
I think so.
Well, if he wanted to sell the house, I don't think it's that great.
Well, not if you want to sell the house, but if you're bitter about it.
But if he is
let him destroy it.
But if they are going to sell it on foreclosure, if he actually did lose the lease on the house, I would understand why he'd be so malicious. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, big
and there's
pig.
Like 5 minutes of video of these pigs just eating shit.
But they're all not over 1,000 pounds.
It was not Hogzilla.
Not even combined.
It's not Hogzilla sitting
not
in the...
That pig was big.
Do we want more negative comments?
Yeah.
Well, I'd like to hear some.
Please.
We should put our own.
Seriously? Mm-hmm. You are a typical American Christian, fat and eager to kill. See you in hell, son.
Wow.
Nice.
Joseph.
He did go to a Christian academy,
okay.
From what I read.
Typical behavior.
You are pathetic. It's too bad that it didn't turn around and sit on your sorry ass.
Oh, my God.
Or die on top of him. That would have been funnier.
These are all separate ones. I hope you'll be shot someday. People like you shouldn't live. Yes, I mean it. May you burn in hell.
How old is this kid again?
Pig fighter?
11 or 12.
Pig fighter.
It's awesome. P-I-G. Oh, I guess pig hater. But instead of an A, they put a number 4.
Okay.
He was 11, right?
Yeah.
He was in middle school, I know
that.
How many
times are you going to say that?
What's that?
Fuck the Bible and fuck the fat redneck killer kid and all you redneck hillbillies, good-for-nothing, dumb-ass scums.
Where'd the Bible come into this? Like,
because they're Christians, I guess.
Oh.
So that, I don't understand.
Well, right on the top, this is their website. And it says, warning, your negative emails may be posted, and some of you will be prayed for.
Oh, that's a harsh comment. Harsh warning.
Fuck. Oh, this is all in capitals. Nice.
Uh-oh.
Fuck you, you fucking idiot. What the fuck is wrong with you? You little fat-ass punk. Think you're so cool because you shot a huge pig. Just because it was different from other pigs doesn't mean that it doesn't have a life, a mate, a family. How would you like it if you were killed for no reason other than you're fat? I would sure be happy. Oh, these are classics.
Did Steve write that one?
Oh, here's a nice one. What did that pig do to you, jerk? Did it make you feel good to kill? Well,
hope so.
I'm sure he's quite proud of himself.
I would be.
Mm-hmm.
I would be if it was a hillbilly 12-year-old.
Yeah. The website is monsterpig.com. Yeah, and it says congratulate Jameson on his trophy at jameson@monsterpig.com.
Jameson?
Is this Rosie O'Donnell's website? So
let's not congratulate him, people.
His kid, they named their kid Jameson?
I'm not so thrilled about the pig story, but I thought it was a good one to bring to the show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we were going to talk about it, Carly. Don't worry.
Yeah, we were going to bring it up.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
Carly gave it to me. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She came up with the story.
It's a big pig.
Anything else you got this you want to talk about, Carly?
No, the pig thing was the biggest thing on my list.
It was pretty big.
It is big.
Big.
What? What the fuck is that?
Big pig.
Yeah, uh-huh. Okay. I'm scared.
Yeah, all right. Just keep buying what I'm selling now.
Uh-huh.
Wow. That is a big fucking pig.
Oh, let me see him again.
I just
put it on your wallpaper.
And a Texas mother hung
herself? Oh, I'm sorry. There you go.
Texas Mother
No,
Hunter
no,
Club?
No, not that.
Well, this isn't the pig?
No, that's Princess Diana.
Oh. Wow, that's Princess Diana.
You are way off target,
like,
sir.
I thought you were going to say you saw a picture of Elizabeth Taylor.
Wow. It's a fucking dated comment, Vaughn.
I know. Unbelievable.
Elizabeth all the people Taylor. To bring up. We just had a whole thing about Rosie O'Donnell. No. And you brought up Elizabeth Taylor.
I like to bring up the old
What's
stuff.
What's this thing about Princess Diana?
Well, apparently there's a documentary about Princess Diana called Diana.
Documentary.
The Witnesses in the Tunnel.
Yeah, there was a photographers in the tunnel.
And it features images of the car crash in which Princess Diana died. And people are feeling that it should not be shown because of the distress it will cause her family.
Oh, God.
Wait. Are they pictures of her all dead in the car?
Her family.
I think her family probably already seen them at this point.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure I saw them when she died.
Mm-hmm.
I remember seeing the crash.
You were there.
What's the big deal? Yeah. I tripped her in her car. I had
Peter Steele's
cock.
With his penis.
With
Carly
standing right next to you.
In her, with her arm erection that she just had.
Can we,
she sticks her arm out like she tripped him.
Can we do something with that Lindsay Lohan car crash and just have Peter Steele pop out with his cock? And run her off the road with it?
Probably good.
That's got off.
Leaning on me.
We were.
What?
Stop leaning on my chair.
When I walked in tonight,
sit
right?
Sit down.
I walked in tonight and I bring the papers like I try to every week. And
good girl.
What are the pictures on the front of the paper? On front of the, both the Post and the Daily News?
It's fucking Lindsay Lohan.
It looks like Lindsay Lohan masturbating.
It really does.
She's leaning back. Her eyes are closed. Her mouth is open.
Oh, she's drugged out of her fucking skull.
I bet.
And it's the same picture on both the Post and the Daily News. And it's like they had the same shit going on because on the back of the Post and the Daily News, the same fucking story in the same picture.
Exact same picture.
Yeah.
It's like, what
they
the
got
fuck?
They got the picture of Joe Torre on the back. Same exact picture.
She really looks like she's going at it right there.
She does.
Yeah, she's coming off a horrible hit.
So she didn't even stop after she crashed, huh?
She just kept going.
Well, she did stop. The tree stopped her.
But
then she ran out of the car.
Yeah
she ran.
Now, did this all happen the same night?
Yes.
Within 48 hours, she was found smashed.
In a hospital. Yeah. Supposedly, she went back to rehab, which I hope someone gang rapes her and kills her in rehab.
That's the second or third time this month? Really?
Who cares?
No, she's been there a lot.
I really hope she
does. The thing is, she's not even 21 yet.
No, she's not.
No. She's going to be dead before she's 21.
And you're like, what the fuck? And then when she dies, it's going to be like when Anna Nicole died a couple months ago, or like when I can't think of any, like, stupid celebrity who dies early.
She's not
like,
21 yet?
No. She'll be 21 sometime this month.
How the fuck does she get away with all this shit?
She's a fucking celebrity.
She's rich.
The only thing these people want is for celebrities to be in their joints.
Like what? When
That's
ja-
it. And they when, don't care what, how old they are.
Like when James Dean died, right? You know, everybody went ape shit when that happened. Wow. It's like, what do you have, like two movies to his name? One was good, one was eh.
I don't think people will be that dated. Upset about her,
and there's, though. And there's people still worried.
Honestly.
Yes, I think there will be.
What movies to her name does she have besides Mean Girls and
good,
Parent Trap?
Name a
Herbie,
series,
Fully Loaded.
Name a series
of
the movie. Which apparently they had to like CGI her nipples out of every frame she was in.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Disney movie. They can't show nip.
Huh?
Can't even show ass crack in a Disney movie.
But
no,
seriously.
But you can show a fucking... tentacle beard going in some guy's eye socket.
That was all, or,
oh,
no, or
fantastic.
That scene where
tentacle beard.
The scene where the one
giant Negro turns into crabs.
No, oh. the eel pirate sits there and cuts the guy, swallows the guy's head right off
his
shoulder.
Yeah.
What happens at the end of the movie?
No, we won't do
know.
That.
Too early.
We're not that show.
I did.
We're
that.
Not that kind of show.
And at
no.
Film's end.
Actually, we are. I gave away the ending to Spider-Man 3 last week.
Yeah.
I was asleep for that, or I would have stopped you.
For the movie
itself.
Well,
you said it to me off air.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen it, so don't tell me.
I told you
Spider-Man 3.
I told you somebody died. I didn't say exactly who it was. I'm not going to say it again.
No, you did. You told me exactly.
Outright. Because
we were talking about the character.
Whoever the character.
And you're like, it's a shame that they killed it at the end.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
I say it because I didn't want to specify.
You should have known who died at the end of it.
I had no clue.
Two
people. All
right,
but pirates... Fantastic when one of the bad guys gets tentacled right in the eyeballs.
Anyway, back
through the nose, through the throat, rips them apart.
So it turned into an anime movie.
Yeah, but instead of a vagina, it was eyeballs.
Yes.
Close enough.
All right, let's read this Lindsay Lohan thing.
Okay. Go for it.
Less than 48 hours after her coke-tainted DUI smash-up, Lindsay Lohan was back at it yesterday, partying with pals until she collapsed.
Hmm.
The day's young star wound up passing out in her SUV as gal pal Samantha, whoever, drove them from an early morning Memorial Day bash. What a way to celebrate
early
our,
morning.
All our dead troops. Fucking like 10 troops and a couple Brits got fucking killed or whatever.
Yep.
And she's getting coked up.
Good job.
Yeah. Making nice. Halfway shitty movies. And the only reason I say that somebody's going to be upset when she dies is because there's going to be some asshole. Like, what is it? Oh, Marilyn Monroe, when she died, everybody there was a people
what
upset.
The fuck is up with you tonight?
I'm just thinking
seriously, he was stuck in the fucking 50s?
I'm just she's thinking taking up the past.
All right, he said, what, just, James Dean.
Okay.
Liz Taylor. Liv Tyler. Because I'm so
Liv
stuck
Tyler,
in
the
fucking...
92? What the fuck are you stuck in? Anna Nicole Smith, when she died, there was a lot of people who were upset. There's still people upset about that shit.
No one's upset.
Did you hear her sister? He's going to get tits. He's going to get a boob job. And go to California to annoy the hell out of Howard K. Stern.
What?
Because her sister?
Because supposedly she looks kind of like her, but with bigger when she gets bigger tits, she'll look totally
she'll
like her.
She'll look completely like her.
And cause that... Yeah, because with all the tits.
Yeah, her sister is upset.
And she's trying to get. She's trying to finagle a, like, what's his name? The guy who runs a Playboy.
Hefner? Hugh Hefner.
Hugh Hefner.
Can't to, come up with that name.
Oh, my fucking, God.
Whatever. It's an old fuck.
He's older than James Dean.
Well, he's liver than James Dean.
That's true.
That she's trying to get finagle him to do a spread as like a, like a.
That's just gross.
Yeah, just a spread of her, so it'll remind people of her of Anna Nicole Smith.
Well, what?
Yeah.
When they already who the fuck do these people think they are?
They're fucking cracked. Who the fuck knows?
That'd be funny if they made her like a zombie.
Oh, that would be funny.
Like
at the Hard Rock Hotel.
Zombie fucking Anna Nicole.
And they have Howard K. Stern like some guy looks like him. She's eating his brains. Yep. And she eats her baby's brains.
Nice.
Who's that shitty comedian who's got that TV show on Bravo, Life on the D-List? What's her name?
Remember? Oh, Kathy
Griffin.
Oh, her?
She's putting out a new season. They're starting a new redhead? Season like in a week or so or a couple weeks.
Thank
and
God.
Is she a spunky redhead?
Yes.
An unfunny redhead,
by
sorry.
Spunky, you mean cum like, yes.
Spunk in her face.
Wow.
And the whole bit for her new
season.
And the whole bit for her new season is like she's got to try to get someone, like marry or date somebody who's an A-lister. To get her out of the D list, you know, because she's, you know, unfunny.
D list.
No, all she will do is bring them down to the D list.
No, they'll
and she listen, can marry George Clooney and he'll become a D list.
They'll merge to the C list.
They had like a text thing, a text like vote off, like the for the first show, like
and they voted her off.
And it would no, and the names were like who would you suggest her to go after? It was like Larry Burkhead, Kay Fed. It was like all these D list. Celebrities in the last 8 months.
Vern Troyer. I hate him, too. I hope he dies, too. He actually, I hope that Lindsay Lohan runs him over.
I hope he runs over Lindsay Lohan in his Segway.
And then plows into Britney Spears. And then flies through the windshield.
What a piece of shit. Why do they worry about this crap? Like, did they have nothing to talk about in the news that they had to... put automatically on the front page of the two major style tabloid papers is the picture of Lindsay Lohan.
Well, what the fuck are we talking about?
Well, yeah, you're right.
a giant pig and an even giant pig.
Yeah, she is a big pig.
Seriously.
I would have rather seen a picture of Hogzilla on the front.
I would rather see that 11-year-old boy hunt her down. It would probably take him fucking 10 hours to kill her.
So hopped up on coke.
She was so hopped up, the people were in her car taking pictures of her.
Yep.
And she didn't even know.
Mm-hmm. That's nice. Probably having sex with her, too.
Probably.
Good friends, right?
Good friends. A couple guys crawl up in there.
three-way.
Maybe Vern will crawl up.
Vern was crawling out.
I'm sick of seeing that guy.
I hate him. I hate him so much.
That's Mini-Me, right?
Yes. Yeah. And you could tell that he was not a good actor. He can't ad-lib for shit. That Geico commercial?
Yeah, it's horrible.
No, he's just terrible.
It's like, did they write you a script? No, right? Like everybody else.
He was a midget that they found to to do a part.
Yeah.
That's it.
Unfortunately, the character got big, so he got big along with it.
He's still pretty small.
Why didn't they use that midget who was in Seinfeld?
The little Jewish midget?
Yeah. The one that was Kramer's friend. Like,
oh,
the
heightening midget? That one?
Why didn't you use him?
Wearing, he was wearing lifts and all the other midgets were pissed off.
Yeah. I knew you were heightening.
Fucking terrible.
These fucking dogs are terror, dude.
What's okay, that's enough.
She's just looking here, like looking for something to drink or something to eat or chew on.
Hey, knock it off.
The dog is not an aristocrat, so.
No.
The dog should be shot out of a cannon.
She gets way too much airtime.
She really does. She gets more airtime than Carly.
And Carly left.
Her shits get more airtime than Carly. Which, by the way, I flushed some of her shit. And she had a little Owen Hart that wouldn't flush.
What?
Yeah, it kept coming back.
Well, wait a minute.
So dressed what? In a cape and what? It fell out of off a roof
no,
or something?
No, remember that whole spot?
No.
Was that Austin when he called him a nugget?
Yeah, the nugget.
Yeah, he said he wouldn't flush. Oh. He kept coming back up.
That was a horrible joke.
Oh, my God.
Horrible joke.
And then he had the t-shirts. I'm not a nugget.
Yeah, I remember it.
He
yeah.
was a nugget. And he
said, Owen 316.
I just broke your neck.
I just... No, he's dead.
I just cracked your head off a turn post.
I just fucking died.
Oh, my God.
His parachute didn't work.
Owen 316 feet.
Stone cold shirt. 316 feet.
All right, that's enough. Don't do that, Vaughn. All
right, fine.
Seriously, we got to take a break now.
Yeah, Vaughn.
Do we?
You just plowed us into a row.
Yeah, I think I crashed 43
minutes
it.
In.
Yeah,
let's keep going.
Oh, yeah?
Let's keep going.
Dude.
Oh, with all this momentum we
what
have?
What do we have?
Build
nothing.
Build it back up.
Well, Princess Diana.
Whoa!
I'm done with her. I'm sick of seeing her.
So is everybody else.
I'm sure Matt is, too, because
my mother worships her.
Why?
She's one of those people. She likes powerful women.
But was she powerful?
She likes Hillary Clinton, but she doesn't support anything that Hillary Clinton believes in. There was one day I was arguing with her about Hillary Clinton, and I said, all right, I'm going to quiz you right now. And I asked her four questions. She disagreed with three of them. And all of them Hillary Clinton would agree with. I'm like, you see, you don't like Hillary Clinton. Like, come on.
So she just likes the idea of a powerful woman.
Yeah.
What about Condi Rice?
I don't know. She's not quite powerful enough.
Who's that gorilla?
Oh, and she's black, and your mother's a raging racist.
That's
who's
true.
That gorilla dyke that Bush had, that Clinton what? Had as a...
Gorilla dyke?
Uh-huh. The one that Farrell did the jokes on.
Janet Reno?
Yeah.
Oh, Janet Reno.
Did she like her?
She was actually funny. No, she probably doesn't even know who she is.
Well, you're saying powerful woman. She's, well...
Well, she's physically powerful.
Physically, she's a dude.
She's a fucking quarterback.
Basically, yeah. She's got to be over 200 pounds.
Two bills. Well over
but,
two bills.
Yeah, I don't know. The whole powerful woman thing bothers me.
Well, I mean, Lindsay Lohan's powerful.
Yeah. I hope your mother doesn't like
she's
her.
She's fucking escaping death. Does your mother like her?
I don't know. She probably doesn't know who she is either.
Probably not.
Who cares about Lindsay Lohan?
Not me.
Well, you must because you're fucking talking about the dumb
bitch. No, we talk about her because we don't care about her. Mm.
Believe it or not, that makes sense.
We wouldn't. Yeah, well, we wouldn't be saying we wish she would die.
You're right.
If we cared about her.
You're right.
Die, Lindsay Lohan.
Well, she has
to... Give us something... Die on Thursday.
She needs to get naked first.
Talking about death.
She's been pretty much naked.
No.
In,
totally.
In, if you were to
she
composite...
She needs a sex video. How's that?
Yeah. All right. Yeah. We could do
and
that.
Then she can die.
Yeah.
Talk but she has to do it soon.
Well, she could die. She could die during the sex video.
We can talk about this before we go to break.
If she did it during the Parent Trap, it would have been better.
Wow.
Go ahead.
Talking about death. There was a death this week.
Oh, Charles Riley.
Nelson Riley.
Chuck Riley.
Yeah, he died yesterday. Or
what was he, like 78 or something? 60,
Charles Nelson died. 76,
I think, yeah.
76?
Yeah. Best known if you were a kid who had a cable in the 90s. Well, no, when Game Show Network
just... Oh, the X-Men character?
When Game Show started in the 90s, all they showed was Match Game.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's the only property they owned at the time. And they showed every version, and he was on every fucking show that whole time.
And he's dead now.
Yeah?
He's very dead.
How did he die?
I think he just died of natural causes.
He was just fucking old.
Being an old fuck.
He was an old gay dude.
An open... he's the first... Well, the thing is, he's more recognized for being the first openly gay character actor.
Yeah. Complications of pneumonia.
Yeah.
Says his partner, Patrick Hughes.
Right.
Oh.
And the bad thing that was, there's a movie now circulating... It's a movie version of his stage play he was doing for a couple years called The Life of Riley. And it's from the trailer that I saw. It actually doesn't look that bad.
We have a sound clip.
You've got the AIDS.
I don't know about that. We used this already.
Died of complications of AIDS.
Nah.
Yeah.
Well, pneumonia usually is the...
Pneumonia.
Pneumonia usually is the one cause for people to die of AIDS because it's... you're pretty much the killer.
Dead.
Because you can have like what is it? What's his name? Magic Johnson. He's had AIDS for like 10 plus years. He hasn't died yet. Because he stays in those warm climates.
What? Explain.
He doesn't leave California.
So?
What the fuck?
So?
And he's probably got enough money to friggin' pay for whatever drugs he can get.
He doesn't die because he stays in a warm climate, so he can't get sick?
And you ever get pneumonia in a cold, in a warm climate?
You can get pneumonia at any time.
No, whatever. I don't fucking
know. It's just a lung infection.
Just talking
it doesn't
to my
have anything
ass.
To do with
care.
Being cold.
Well, anyway, what is it? That was bad. What other things was he in? I'm trying to remember.
Who cares?
He was in a Sid and Marty Krofft show called Lidsville. You remember that?
No, I don't.
Have you ever
seen
that?
So what is that?
I'm fucking 26 years old. I don't remember that.
Oh, sorry.
That's what they call before my time. How old are you anyway?
I'm 27.
Sure you are.
But I grew up on that stupid shit like HR Puff and stuff and...
Oh!
What was that?
Wow.
Who are you, HR shoving stuff?
Oh!
The Sid and Marty crossed over kind of stuff when I grew up when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
I grew up on that stupid puppeteer shit.
Okay.
Puppeteer shit.
And Liz
I don't think I've ever seen an episode of HR Puff and stuff
nope.
in my life.
Yeah, never.
You're not really missing out. I think they're putting them all on DVD now.
What?
Well, yeah, the Crofts are finally
and
putting
not,
them on DVD.
What was it? The State or what was that? You wanted on DVD,
yeah.
but they won't do it?
Yeah.
Well, The State's a whole other thing. There's a lot of problems with getting the licensing. Really.
Man.
No,
it's not. MTV owns it, and they won't put it out because they don't think it'll sell.
The Crofts own all their property, so they're just going to release it as is. Supposedly, they're supposed to be doing movie versions of the film of those TV shows, like Lidsville and HR Puff and stuff. And
thank God.
I will never see it.
No.
Who cares? I'm just saying.
Oh, exactly. Who cares? Man stabbed with a pitchfork while trying to stop a fight.
What?
Now this is news.
Wow.
Man who tried to break up a fight between his two nephews ended up being stabbed with a pitchfork by one of his nephews, police say.
Wow.
All three men were drinking in their mobile home in the 1200 block of Peso Derecho around 10 p.m. Sunday.
Peso Derecho.
When the two cousins began arguing over who was older. One of the cousins
oh,
grabbed the pitchfork.
On.
And when the uncle stepped between his nephews, he was stabbed in the arm.
Dead.
The uncle was taken.
Scenario.
The uncle was taken to local hospital with non-life-threatening injuries.
So did they ever figure out who was older?
Well, the 26-year-old nephew stabbed. The uncle was arrested on charges of aggravated assault. The police say the other cousin won't be charged because he's older and more mature.
Were there any pigs involved in this?
Yeah, three of them.
Okay. Three guys in a mobile home.
And they were drunk in a fucking mobile home.
Nice.
Dumb.
What the hell's going on in this world? Seriously.
You don't even have to go to some stupid website to get like fake sounding news anymore.
No. You just have to search
control?
For it. You go to Yahoo.
Or Onion.
You just go to Yahoo's page
Onion's
and you'll
fake.
See like four
well, yeah, saying,
ridiculous subjects.
Fake sounding news, you were saying.
I don't know.
Like of all the I'd say like 75% of the news stories we just read might as well have been fake.
Yeah.
Stupid crap.
Giant pig, people getting stabbed with pitchforks.
Lindsay Lohan being a cokehead. Wow, that's big.
Oh.
Yeah, well, what do you got, though?
That's just an accepted fact.
Barbara Streisand, a race trading Jew.
What happened?
Where did that come from? I'm bringing it back to the old days. I like bringing these old things up. I remind people.
What were we talking about Barbara Streisand before? Oh, her ticket prices.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like she in the millions?
She should be drawn and quartered.
Well...
She's hard and feathered.
Madonna does that too, and she's an old hag. She charges like $90 to $100 and some $200 over a ticket to get to see
no,
her.
No, Barbara Streisand charges $2,000.
Does she really?
Oh, bitch, who cares?
Between two, her concert tickets go between $200 and
$2,000.
Because she does one show a year.
Anytime she does a
the
show,
the price though, that like that's her
that's
price.
It.
But that's probably like VIP shit
from
that's,
the box office. Like
that's it.
What,
that's
not like resale.
You always hear about it.
So
every time she does a show.
So nosebleed tickets are going for $2,000.
People complain that? Directly about her because of it. They don't say like people are scalping for that much. They directly complain about Barbara Streisand.
So people are still buying them and then complaining.
I
buy them and throw
no,
fucking eggs at the bitch.
People just say it's such a joke because she's despicable. I hate her more than I hate Lindsay Lohan. By the way.
Ooh. Shit.
And more than I hate Vern Troyer.
Oh!
That's pretty bad.
That's pretty bad.
Uh-huh. Because they suck.
Oh, Vern Troyer is a speck on humanity.
It's literally.
Soon he'll be wiped out. Who knows? some kind of. Doesn't he have like
he's
a disease?
He's a speck of humanity.
He has a whole bunch of diseases.
Yeah, I think he's going to die soon.
Yeah.
And then he has to. Then can't even fucking stand up straight.
He has to.
The fucking midget community will warn his dad.
He uses his cock as a kickstand. Come on.
He makes other midgets look bad. Seriously.
I'll tell Willow the fucking bad news.
Willow? Is he still alive?
Yes.
Yeah. He looks fantastic. He does. He looks like
what
a fucking...
What does that mean?
I don't know, but he looks like a fucking $1 million. He's great.
Yeah, he's still doing movies,
What's his
too?
Name? Like Widget something or other.
Warwick Davis.
Warwick Davis.
Do you remember the Willow figures on the little stands?
Yes.
I had every single one of them. Every one of them.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand the movie at all when I got
He still
them.
Does pictures, but it's mostly like B-horror movies and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like he's in a movie, I think, there's a movie called Skinned Deep that he's in. They play like a plate-throwing
Maniac. Look at him now. Look at this. It's a small picture, but take a look at him. Quite honestly. It's the same fucking... His hair's shorter.
Yeah, he looks like those midgets that used to run the what is it, an insurance thing around here? You know who I'm talking about?
No,
there's a couple of midget brothers who had some kind of company around.
Around here?
Yeah, they're
pretty famous. I know about this.
Well, I don't know. They look like him though. They look like the Willow guy.
Well, anyway, the guy Vern Troyer makes Gary Coleman look bad.
Gary
and you can't make Gary Coleman look any worse than
he
already is.
Is he a midget, though? Is he something else?
He's still in that kind
of... dwarf? Isn't there like a legal
difference? Oh, sorry. He's a dwarf. But I'm just saying, he makes everybody that's a midget look horrible.
Because
look what he's doing. He's doing the surreal life and just making himself look like a retarded asshole on TV.
Well, where's Emmanuel Lewis at? What's he doing?
I think he did one of those surreal lives, but then that was about it. But he's actually... done productive things with his life, you know, continued living and not let the media cavalcade destroy his life like some of his other counterparts.
Yeah, perhaps.
What is she doing?
I don't want to talk about midgets anymore. They bother me.
Well, how so?
They just do. I don't.
Does
like
your
them.
Mother like very powerful midgets?
Yeah.
Warwick Davis was born in 1970.
He was
so
in
he's
the.
Not that old.
Oh, okay.
He was in the what was it? The Ewok movie.
Yeah, I know.
The third one.
Yeah.
He was
so,
in the Star Wars. Yeah, Star Wars.
He was a kid in that movie.
Yeah, he was like a baby.
Well,
he was Wicked.
Like, he was like 9 or something like that.
Yeah. I don't know. He was born in 1970, so he was set. Well, I guess he was
like
10. 18,
19, 9 to 10. When did Willow come out? Late 80s.
Check
IMDb. Mid to late 80s. If I got all the action figures when they came out, and
I think
had
it was.
To be,
late 80s, because I remember seeing
88,
that.
88, yeah.
88, okay.
So he was 18?
18.
He looked like he was like 30 there.
He did. Rapid aging.
So that means he's only like in his 30s now.
He's almost 40.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not doing too bad.
That's not bad. And he, like, you know, I don't know. Like, he's done all those Leprechaun movies.
Did he?
Yeah, he was a Leprechaun in all those movies.
He has done some really stupid shit.
But he's making money. Who gives a shit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess he's not as bothersome as Vern Troyer.
No.
Vern Troyer is just he's a hack of a midget.
Yeah,
Vern Troyer makes people like Warwick Davis look bad in that community.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In the eyes of myself, who don't mind midgets.
And the thing is, he did all the fucking, what are they?
Leprechaun?
Yeah.
Yeah, he even did the
like the one in the hood or whatever.
And the one in space.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He did all of them.
Shit.
Oh, I forgot about that.
It's not like they really could... They could change the character, but, you know... Like, they really could... It was all makeup on him. You really didn't know it was him, except for the voice.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't... I don't even think he has much of a... Like, he tries to put on a brogue or, like, a weird accent.
A what?
In those movies. Because he's supposed to be a leprechaun.
The toucher says, Gary Coleman looks like a retarded arsehole on TV.
Okay.
Because he's black.
Nice.
Nothing to do with the fact that he's a little person.
He was in, what was it? There's a game called Postal 2. You ever play that?
No.
No.
Well, he was such a big opponent of the first Postal game that the guys who put together the second Postal game put him in as a character.
Wow.
Yeah. So in one point of the game, you actually have to, fight him.
Wow.
Yeah.
They fight who?
Gary Coleman.
Oh.
Because he was such a fan of it.
When,
And then the movie's supposed to be coming out soon.
When the Mortal Kombat Armageddon came out, a lot of people made Jack Thompson a character. You know that asshole, right? Do you know that asshole, Derek?
Jack Thompson?
He's a Florida lawyer who constantly sues the video games companies.
Oh, okay. He's always in it with Hillary and all them, right?
I guess.
Lieberman.
Lieberman.
Oh, Lieberman
is more into it than Hillary is.
They And it was so popular to make him as a character to fight against.
And he always does this. He always sues these video game companies and loses.
Yeah.
Because it's the most asinine lawsuit.
It really is.
And then, you know, you look at the world, you look at everything when they're talking about, like, frivolous lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
He's, like, one of the top guys who puts out a ton of frivolous lawsuits.
Trying to say that video games are responsible for all the bullshit that happens, that just statistically happens anyway without them, is basically, like, trying to prove God exists scientifically.
Like when that Jap guy killed all those kids in Virginia?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was because of
The next day or the day after, he went on a radio show and said that video games were the cause of him going nuts. Yeah. And then when they talked to his family, when, like, reporters and, like, the cops talked to the families, he never played video games in his life.
Yeah.
It's not a big video game.
Jack Thompson is going to be the cause of the death of Jack Thompson, if he's not careful.
Seriously.
He's an idiot. Retarded asshole.
He's going to get a fucking fatality up the ass.
I saw a video of him yelling about that game, Bully. Do you remember Bully?
Oh, yeah. Bully was great.
Oh, yeah. And he went nuts. And
Bully went fucking nowhere.
No, yeah, it's a shame.
Like, there was a lot of hype with it coming out because it was announced it was coming out right when the GTA 3 like recall happened.
Mm-hmm. It was pulled before it even got on the shelves.
Yeah, it was pulled before. Yeah, yeah.
Literally.
They were just like, there's no way this is getting on the shelves.
And the thing is, it came out, and it's actually a really good game.
Yeah, it was like sitting on some developer's board, like just waiting to be released,
be
printed.
It got released, and it's actually a good game. It's completely...
It got released, and no one cared for some reason.
Yeah.
I mean, a good crew, but it's more like it's going to... What was it, last year? It was like a lot online. It was a lot of video game reviewers are like a hidden gem for the year. Because it was actually a really good game, and it actually changed the whole idea of what Rockstar was trying to do.
I would just like to point out that Carly is now passed out on the floor.
Yeah. Yeah. We've lost her.
No, I'm not.
No, she's awake.
She's awake. Damn it.
She's like, she's laying like, she looks like a murderer.
She looks like Lindsay Lohan after she hit by the tree.
She looks like she needs chalk around her. Seriously.
The dog is chewing on her finger because the bone's attached to it. It's disgusting.
So anyway,
Yeah, Jack Thompson, asshole.
Asshole. Vern Troyer, asshole.
Asshole.
Lindsay Lohan,
cunt.
Asshole. Barbara Streisand,
cunt.
Asshole.
The Aristocrats.
Asshole.
Funny.
Going to break.
Bye-bye.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Fiona's apple. Matt was doing that through the whole song. He hummed the whole song. And it's really fucking annoying. He does this all day. He knows every note of every song from 92 to 99.
Yeah, maybe 97.
Takes
it already. Christ.
Music takes me back to middle school. Well, sorry,
Christine. Middle school. Hate this shit.
Whoops-a-daisy. What, you don't like Fiona?
I don't care for Fiona.
When did that come out, anyway?
95 or 96.
Who cares?
That long ago?
It was like freshman year high school, I think.
Well, I'll,
What?
Yeah.
Yeah?
What sure. about? What?
McDonald's is still mad about this whole fucking McJob thing.
Oh,
they're still pissed off about the stupid... Oh, fuck them.
Yeah, the Oxford English Dictionary, OED,
God.
defines McJob as an unstimulating, low-paid job with few prospects.
Bingo, it is.
Mm-hmm. We've but all they had don't like the fact that Mick is attached to it.
The McDonald's fast food giant has begun a campaign to have the word removed from the dictionary or to have its definition changed by lobbying British PMs. MPs, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was thinking primary.
We've all had these fucking kind of jobs.
The company has also set up an online petition, which no one will fucking sign.
It's true.
With the slogan, change the definition, sign the petition.
That's terrible.
That rhymes.
Yeah, fuck them. More people are signing that stupid petition to get Paris out of jail than they're fucking signing for this shit.
It is indicating that the jobs that they're doing are worthless.
True.
That anyone could just walk in off the street and do them.
Mm-hmm. Ding.
That all workers are untrained.
Ding.
We do need well-trained staff with good customer relations.
No.
And I think that the description is derogatory.
No.
The hospitality industry is very important to this country. The people who work for these public, for these are the public face of the country to millions of tourists who come here every year. One thing I'm interested to hear from McDonald's is that they do train their staff. They put a lot of effort into that. You watch a fucking video.
That's about it.
Fuck that. We've all done these stupid shit jobs.
Let's tear that apart a little bit.
Go
ahead. It is indicating that their jobs they're doing are worthless.
Technically, no.
No, I wouldn't say
they're not worth
without worth.
They're worthful to if you're constantly if you don't mind constantly
Did
shilling.
You just say
to.
Worthful.
So yes, their jobs do have worth. They are needed.
If you don't mind constantly shilling to fat fucks,
they can't not be there.
Exactly. That anyone could just walk off the street and do them. Now there is an argument.
I'd say about 95% of people can walk into McDonald's and do what needs to be done within a day.
Drive there right now or anytime because now they're 24 hours a day in the drive-thru. And it is like, I don't know, zombies working there at this time.
Oh, yeah.
They are the most brain-dead fucks working there at this time. And no offense to these people because they need a job. Fine.
Let's do an experiment. Let's just find people in the street and see if they can.
Why don't we put the phone number on and have the people on the board call us?
What phone number?
What's the phone number?
We have a phone number, don't we?
Oh.
Come on, put it out.
732-917-0456.
Again?
732-917-0456.
If you want to call us.
Joyzy number.
If you want to call us about this menacing topic, feel free.
Well.
Or just call us to say hi.
Yeah, that
you're listening.
Say we suck, anything?
Anything. Yeah, rip us apart.
But,
go for it. We could take it.
I bet.
Why don't you give it out again?
No.
Give it out again.
It's on the fucking... Wait, no, it's not.
No, it's not.
It was.
Anyway.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Anyway, moving on.
Jerk. Anyway.
They need a well-trained staff with good customer relations.
Well, needing it and actually having it are two different things.
Yeah.
They need it. Yeah.
They
correct.
Don't always have it. I mean,
no.
All right, I'll say a good percentage of the time I go into the McDonald's around here, and I know people who work there, so I can't really say that they're being nice just because they're nice. They might only be nice because they know me.
Yeah.
That's why it's so local, and
yes,
it represents
Christine,
the local.
McLosers.
sorry to diverge the topic.
Interrupt you, but the toucher makes a good point. Yeah. They could take out McJob, but they have to add in McWhining.
Oh,
what the fuck was that?
That wasn't me, brother.
Is that you, Matt?
I don't know. What was that?
Might have been Carly. She looks dead on that couch, dude.
What? Seriously, what was that? Was that you? You fucking fat fuck.
I don't know. The whole, like, if you brought anybody in to use, like, a fryer or operate.
They're pretty dummy proof.
Yeah.
For a while there, they had pictures of the sandwiches on the board, and all you had to do was press it.
Yeah. They still do.
Do they still do that?
I think at certain places they still have on the machine, it's a picture of bun with the levers on it. Blink.
And,
do you do special orders there, or you just.
Like what?
Like, if you don't want pickles or something, will you ask them, or you just, I'll
not,
just take
not
them
there.
Off.
No. They don't put tomato
where?
On
wait,
anything.
Where do you special order? Have them take shit off. What, Burger King and Wendy's?
I never do.
Wendy's and Burger King, I always leave off. Their tomatoes are disgusting.
They really are.
I just take them off.
Not that I like tomatoes to begin with.
I got tomato
and
Wendy's
gross.
Once that was, no joke, an inch thick.
Yeah, they're really
I took a picture of it and sent it to Carly.
Oh, yeah.
That's how big it was.
Mm-hmm. I usually get the ends.
It took me 3 hours to kill it. That's how big this fucking tomato was.
Yeah. What else did it say?
I'm sorry?
What was the other aspect of the McJob under the definition?
They're the public face of this country to millions of tourists who come here every year. No.
Not exactly.
No.
No. Well, no. Kinda.
Now, mind you, this is in England.
Oh.
Out UK.
Well, it is a company that is worldwide.
So let's just say America, for example. Mm-hmm. Actually, no, it's a bad example because McDonald's came from America. Let's say like a French person visits the UK.
Yeah.
And they stop at a McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is that going to be the face of the UK?
Yeah. Are you
McDonald's?
I think that the average person working at McDonald's might be a little bit lower than the average person living in the UK.
I would say it's the face of the westernization of Europe.
There you go.
Not that it's a good or bad thing. Mm-hmm. It's just,
McDonald's
is
such a big corporation that, what was it, last year, they were actually able to get a McDonald's in Tel Aviv.
Yeah, we talked about that a few shows ago.
Yeah, I'm just bringing it up.
Well, see, the thing is, do you think it's really being forced? Do you think they kind of like, oh, you know what, we need a McDonald's.
I'm sure they,
we want that.
They have to.
No, the company's probably like, yeah, can we get one in here? They, you know, pay a little money, blah, blah, blah. It's in.
Little payola, yeah.
little
McPayola.
They're in between. They're little places in between two stone houses. You know, it's right there, and a fucking nice camel jockey running right through.
Wow,
it's a little. The one thing that McDonald's never ceases to shock me is the amount of McDonald's.
I don't eat it.
It's the sheer number of them.
Yeah,
there are three within a 10-mile radius here.
Maybe more. One, you got Atlantic Highlands, you got Middletown, Union
three.
Beach.
Uh-huh. There's at least three within 10 miles.
The Highlands? Right,
in
it.
Any direction.
Yeah. Okay. Wherever you go, there's one.
Yeah.
It's one in the Highlands.
How many people, though? No. Is it like 35,000? One for every... How many thousand people? There's a certain population that there has to be before you can get another one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, when that stupid fucking... what's it? Super Size Me came out.
Yeah.
Oh.
The staggering amount of McDonald's just in Manhattan alone.
Boop, 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 boop.
I cannot remember the number, but it was like fucking... Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. I actually liked that movie.
I did too.
A good movie.
It was great.
It was informative.
It was.
It was
I liked his show, too.
He's still
doing
it.
I never saw it.
Does he do it? It was actually very good. He did...
Oh, he does something like for a month every
sporadic.
Show.
It's sporadic, the weird
season. Well, him and his chick...
Spurlock.
Yeah, Spurlock.
Yeah, him and his chick will do one. And then they'll have other people doing it the rest.
Okay.
Because obviously they can't do it.
Yeah.
Otherwise it would be a month of show.
They pick somebody who would never do something. Would never do, like, I think they did one where it was like an atheist stayed with a ultra-religious Christian family for 30 days.
That's just weird.
The only one I saw was with him and his chick. They lived on minimum wage for a month.
Okay.
Yeah, and I don't think it was the first one.
Yeah, it was the first one.
I remember seeing a couple for that season. There was one where it was a guy who was dead set against... like illegal immigrants, and he lived in a house with an illegal immigrant family for 30 days, and did their jobs, you know, did the day labor stuff and all that stuff. And it's, you know, it gets people who are kind of ignorant about these things to understand other people's plights.
I really don't understand the point of that. I don't see, like...
You don't understand half the shit that goes on.
No. It's not that I don't get what they're doing or why they're doing it, but... All right. You plug somebody into that environment because they don't like them.
Well, they're like against it in a way.
But
like an ultra atheist put in a house with an ultra conservative Christian family.
Well, I don't think that's really all they did.
Well, then they have them. No, they have them go around. They
it wasn't like, you know, fucking trading spaces or anything like that. I think it was and all that. It was more like
well, it's first the person's willing to do it. It's not like they're like being forced upon their will.
Yeah, like. I can't even remember some of the show topics, so I can't even argue.
That was the only three
but
I saw.
It was similar to, like, you know, like living a minimum wage, like what they did. Or like he went to prison.
Prison for 30 days, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, like he
but
was
just
doing...
living with a, like a family, that's stupid.
Well, yeah, that's just like reality TV bullshit. Like, you
if he was
atheist with a Christian family.
Well, no, I think it's also that they're doing... He's put in that family, and he is part of the family. He has to do what they do. He has to he has to contribute, just like the guy who was with the illegal alien family. He had to contribute. Had to stay in the house. He had to go to work with the father, you know, and sit there at 6 o'clock in the morning and wait for somebody to pick him up. To do day labor work, every day, you know.
See, that's just such an artificial concept to me, though, because it's the way it is. Just kind of, it's just there. It doesn't really have to be there, but it is.
Okay,
and then it's just dumb. It's
entertainment.
Reality TV stuff.
We just talked about this last week.
I don't
see
how it's entertaining though. That's my point.
It's enlightening.
Do you really think that's enlightening?
For rubes and idiots, it is.
Do they care enough?
For ham and eggers,
it's fun
for nickel and dime peons, maybe.
Fucking ham and eggers. It's
for the humanoids.
It's going on for two seasons, and I think it's going to do a third.
It's weirdly sporadic.
I said it before.
It's really sporadic.
No, the way FX does their season planning, like right now they're doing a couple shows, and I think Rescue Me comes back in a couple weeks. And it's like that's all the way through the summer, and then during the fall they do new shows. It's weird how they set everything up.
I'm sorry, but I'm really getting creeped out by a dog, Derek.
Yeah, the dog
is just like, it looks like it's just chewing
her ass,
Carly's
out.
Ass yeah. out.
Carly's
really
passed
is.
Out on the couch.
Dad, and the dog is literally like eating her ass right now.
Well, she's eating her bone. Which
but
is
you can't really see that.
In the
from
crevasse
where I'm
of her ass. yeah. And it just looks like she's chewing on her ass.
Like she's ripped a hole out of it, just chewing on her butt.
Yeah, it looks like she's just got a hunk of flesh. She's a fucking zombie dog.
Well, that's the truth. You know, if and, you know. If you ever croak in this house alone, you know, and she's gone for like a long weekend, the first thing she's gonna do is chew off one of your toes, your fingers,
perhaps.
She might do that even if we don't go away for a week. She might do that fucking 5 minutes.
You sleep a little
she's
too long.
Evil. Seriously, she's just fucking. Evil.
She was biting my hands earlier. That fucking dog.
So McDonald's can go screw.
Yeah, fuck them.
Fucking deal with it. All right. You wanted to fucking make this fucking weird economy. Fucking food.
But wasn't it positive at one point? Wasn't so it like? Tired. Don't you like? Don't like in their in, like in their for their videos for training? Wasn't it like a positive thing to have a Mick job? Didn't they use that as a term at one point?
Did they?
I don't
know.
I
think so.
When did the term come about though? Like
pretty recently. Yeah. Well, I'm sure it's been around
since
but...
the '90s. I think because I remember kids. I remember when I was. Working for Friendly's, people I used to know used to call that place a McJob.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I don't know how long it's been in the dictionary.
Anybody who gets in there could work their way up to being in the corporate.
The Fry-O-Later.
That. The Fry-O-Later. But
and
the,
go from flipping burgers to flipping
Is there any
fries.
More to this definition? That's it?
No, that's basically it. Just a crappy job.
It's roughly accurate.
Yeah. Very okay. accurate. Yeah. Specifically to McDonald's because it's whatever. I mean, is it? Am I saying don't get a job at McDonald's? No. If you're fucking 16 years old, because they can hire 16-year-olds, and you need a job as a first job, I think it's fantastic. If I had a kid and they wanted to get a job at McDonald's and they were 15,
no
16, sure, go ahead.
You're working with the public. You're
don't
fucking
work there till you're 23.
Well, yeah.
Or 43.
Don't have a kid and be working at McDonald's.
Yeah, that's a big mistake.
Yeah,
and plus it's a soul-sucking job, those fucking fast food shits.
Yeah.
I actually know a couple people who became managers by the time they were like 21 or 22.
Yeah, because they were probably the oldest person there.
Yeah.
They're probably the most reliable person.
I know one person you're talking about, and yeah, it's just if you're there long enough, they're going to fucking
there.
Put a tie on you.
Yeah.
And like basically all it is.
But like 20, like at 20-something years old, like 21 years old, I knew people who were making like... $35,000 a year as a manager at McDonald's. Mm. So it's not really, I mean,
no,
if you can work your way up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And think about it. How hard is it to work your way up inside of McDonald's?
It's stressful. It's like any other restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, I've been in there from working in restaurants.
Yeah.
I go in a place like that. If it's busy, I have to leave. Like it's too much for me.
But, you got a lot of dullards around you. Lots of dullards. They're just pawns. They're just mindless zombies. They're just doing
a lot
whatever.
Of losers.
Christine said that McJob was added to the dictionary in 2003.
Okay.
Wow. So
I think it isn't a bit. Isn't the whole thing with a word for it has to be in circulation, or it has to be a term used, like before it gets defined. Like it has to be used a certain amount of times or over a certain amount of years.
It has to be like published or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What like dough?
Yeah, like those in the dictionary, but that's kind of like a...
Slang?
Well, it's slang, but it's like pop culture kind of...
Yeah.
Kitsch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever.
I'm going to use all the words.
Whoops.
Somebody's been reading a dictionary. I remember there was a big thing when postal became a word.
Oh, God.
People still... When I first started this job, right? When I started working as a postal man, it's postman. The first thing out of people say, don't go postal. Like, fuck you.
Technically, you did go postal.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. No, but they mean in the hostel shooting up a fucking place postal.
Don't go postal. It's like, and of all the jobs, well, I guess that term was
in the
coined,
90s, it was huge.
Yeah, because all these
postal workers
were
going ape shit and killing the freaking managers and stuff.
I don't know why.
Well, you get fired from a job. That you've been working so many years for something stupid. Yeah. Yeah, and you have nothing else because it's a lot of guys.
Yeah, it's true.
A lot of guys, it's their last thing, man.
Yeah.
There's some people I know, it was their last thing. It was their last job that they can get.
Yeah.
They ever got fired or they weren't, you know, getting overlooked by this and that.
That's it, life's over.
Pretty much it, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what would you do if you got fired from a 20-year job and you had no other, like, skills?
Yeah, what are you
sorting
do
mail?
After 20
yeah,
years?
I know a guy right now who, he owned he owned a karate studio.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Like a gym/karate mm-hmm. studio. He did karate all his life.
Right.
He fucked up his back.
Tomato?
So he couldn't do, no.
Don't just shout it out,
yeah,
one.
Don't fucking shout out people's names. Obviously, I didn't want to say the guy's mm-hmm. name.
Yeah, he went out of his way to point out that he's not going to mention his name, and then you
but
just
no,
yelled out the
it,
most
it,
common
it wasn't
one,
Amato. Right? Amato is still open yes. and doing
he's
very
like
well.
So whatever. He's a cocksucker.
Wow.
But he used to work.
That is what we call slander. That is.
So what?
Wow.
Amato is actually pretty damn cool, but anyway, continue.
He was in a couple movies.
Continue.
Anyway.
Around. Whatever. I don't care.
Basically, he had the same problem I did where he actually had herniated discs in his spine to a point where, and he didn't take care of them because he thought he was a tough guy, to where they actually had to remove the discs. So now, and his spine has actually collapsed onto itself and fused together.
Yeah, it sucks.
So he can't move.
Yep.
And now he finds himself being 50-something years old and unemployed.
Amazing.
And waiting for a disability.
That's not good.
What do you do?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what do you do?
What do you do?
Seriously.
You're fucking 50-something.
Mm-hmm.
You took a shot in the dark.
Did you tell me about this recently?
Probably.
Okay.
That sucks. That's what I'm talking about. What do you do?
Yeah. What's he going to do?
Yeah. You're going to work fucking Sears.
And he's getting divorced.
Or at a fucking mall on
okay,
a Walmart.
You did tell me
as
about
a,
this.
Or a Walmart as a greeter. What the fuck are you going to do in your life?
Yeah.
When you're in the situation where you really can't do anything physical and you have no other skill at all, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
What do you do? Why do you go on?
That's like
you're just going to sit out the rest of your life and just wait?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to try
to hit the lottery.
Yeah, you're just going to try and get as much disability as you possibly can.
Yeah.
Hopefully Social Security will kick in or something.
Yeah.
And just try to make it until you die.
Yeah. It's amazing.
Yeah.
You're just really just like fighting the clock at that point.
Like, what are you going to do?
Who?
Either of you.
Who, me?
What?
Yeah. What are you guys going to do? Like, you're going to be probably in your job.
I actually have
a
job where if I stay at it, I could retire very happily.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. What about you?
Oh, I have no idea.
If I start,
I really don't.
If I start a 401k like today, which I haven't yet,
yeah, neither have I.
I could have like at least $1 million by the time I retire
in like 30 years, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
See, which, that's not bad.
But my whole thing is
retirement
like,
age, but you can't really. We can't at least 67. I think is like for anybody
retiring
who's in their 40s right now.
Yeah. Seriously, we're gonna be like 70 by the time we retire.
I'm retiring at 70.
Dead before
we'll be
retire.
Dead before
I know
happens.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
that's
not
what I'm telling. Everyone's telling me, get a 401k. You have $1 million by the time you retire. So I'm not going to be alive.
For our lifespan that we've experienced right now, we're only going to do it like 2 more times.
Yeah.
It's pretty sad.
Seriously. Like, I could do this twice more and just fucking skate by.
Like,
oh, well, it's only 5% of your check. Yeah, well, that's like $50.
Like, Matt, what have you been? You've been in this job. You've been in your job, what, 10 years now?
It's going on 10 years.
Right. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And you've been in this career, this soul sucking career for 10 years.
In all honesty, all I have to do is just ask for the paperwork, and I could become
management?
A manager for something.
Yeah,
anything
you don't
want to,
do
but I
that,
don't
though.
Want to. I really don't. Yeah. It's not worth it. I see what happens to all these people that do it.
The only good thing about that is if you get managerial training in one job and you're a manager for a while, you can move on to another job.
Yeah, you can go to other
which
places.
Is what I told Matt. Matt had an opportunity to work in the city.
Yeah.
Doing a very a good job.
Yeah.
A lucrative job.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which he didn't want to go to the city, which I understand.
I just didn't want to do the job.
But yeah, or didn't want to do the job. Yeah, well, if you don't want to do a job, I guess.
That's the main thing. If it was something else that I was going in there for, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But not.
But basically what I told him is, you know, the thing you do is you go to the city for a year, you take your bumps, you come back, and you skate.
Mm-hmm. Take your bumps. Every fucking thing's a wrestling reference.
Anyway. Pay your dues.
I thought that was like just a regular term.
Oh, yeah. Relax, whatever.
You pay your dues, which is also used in wrestling.
Yes.
But anyway.
But that was my point.
Yeah.
But if you don't like what you're
sometimes
if you don't like the job, then, fuck it.
Yeah, why the hell do you want to do it?
Yeah.
I mean, I say that, then I look at my father. He's been doing the same job for you know, 25 years, 30 years. He's a floor layer. And he's been hating it since I've been born.
A floor layer, was that?
He's a carpenter.
Okay.
And he's a floor layer. He puts down carpet.
Just like his savior.
Wow. And he's got hands, big hands like him, too.
He's got like mutant hands.
Mutant hands.
Jesus.
I'll take a picture of
him. Teenage Mutant Ninja hands.
I'll take a picture and put it on the board.
But, no, I couldn't. No way. My grandfather did it for 42 years.
What, manager? Management?
Electrician.
Oh, was he?
Yes. 42 years.
My father used to bring me on jobs with him when I was a kid, when I was a teenager. Fucking couldn't stand it. He even fired me at one point.
Yeah.
And he said, I can't bring you in anymore. And I'm like, why not? Because I could see it in your face. You hate it. I'm like, yeah, I hate it.
The only, like, job like that I would consider would be electrician because it's really... I mean, it depends on the job, but it's not as bad as most of it. And it is semi-interesting because there's actually, you know, science behind it, math behind it. Whereas, you know, I mean, like anything, but running wires is a lot different than fucking lifting wood and shit.
Yeah. My father, it's all around. You have to be athletic. You have to have some kind of mind for math and
Matt does. Matt would be a perfect electrician. The only thing he lacks is the ambition.
Yeah. God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah. Basically. The problem is, we're just too set on our ways, basically.
It's just not what I wanted to do.
Well, it's not what you wanted to do. It's not what you wanted to do.
Like, this job, when I started this job, this came to me. This just out of the blue was like, all right, you're hired. You got to quit your job as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay.
Well, that's what happened to me, too.
I even told him I had to give him 2 weeks, and the next day, I got a letter that said, you start Monday. And I was like, all right, I got to go into my job and go, you guys got to fire me today.
Fire me.
Well, you know,
you just started throwing coffee and books all over the place.
Wow.
It's like,
all right, get out.
Well, no, I told them on Friday, and then I got a letter on Saturday, and they're like, you know, you start Monday, and it's like, oh, shit. So I had to go in, like, Saturday night and be like, you know, okay, I got to quit tonight instead of 2 weeks from now.
You should have just taken a shit all over your hands and ran out and started screaming.
I did that already at one job.
In the middle.
I wiped my hands of all my shit all over the walls of a place.
And then I started eating it.
No, I would never do that. That's disgusting.
That was my impression of you after
that
I told my shitty pants story.
Hilarious. I listened to that like 17 times the other day. I was listening to the show and it got up to that point and I was just like, oh my God.
You're listening to it?
Wow, I shit my pants. It was all over my hands. And then I started eating it. And then you responded as if he really meant it.
Really?
You're like, no, that's disgusting. I would never do that. It was funny.
Literally, at a point in my life, all of my life.
Last week.
If I shat my pants, I would be embarrassed.
Obviously.
Yeah. Now, thanks to this show, I shit my pants, and I'm excited because I have something to talk about in the show.
I don't think I've ever gotten embarrassed in the last 2 or 3 years.
Well, I don't know.
You have no shame.
About stupid shit.
Well, yeah. 2 or 3 years.
I mean, I haven't seen you. When was the last time I talked to you, like, really? Before
from the moment I met
started
you,
talking
you have
again.
No shame.
Oh, yeah. It's true.
None. Zero.
Why do you need it?
What's the
point?
Second time I hung out with you, you were showing me your inverted nipples.
I think I was
in
driving
the Boston Market parking lot.
Yeah.
Ew.
And I threw Cokes at Dan Dunn's car because he was trying to be cute and lock me out.
Yeah.
I stood on top of his roof and threw a Coke at it and it froze.
Yeah.
If you go to that Boston Market, you'll see a nice sticker sitting at the drive-thru.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I did that a couple weeks ago.
What kind of sticker?
An Aristocrat sticker.
Oh, wow.
Well, you gotta get
what are those?
I don't know. Supposedly we have a whole shitload of them.
Yeah,
we,
I gotta get
we need
out.
Big envelopes.
Yeah, you really need to.
Bendo really wants them. He's been bugging people on the board.
Has he?
Well, he's been bugging you on the board, actually.
Not me.
Because he left another comment on that stickers update.
I didn't see that.
Just question marks. That's all it says.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, all right then.
Yeah, I'll get them out soon.
Talking about that, if you do listen to the show and you do want to contribute, you can go to the board and sign up, and hopefully Derek will add you. Just.
Well, no. Now I have it where you just gotta activate your own account.
Oh, is that why we got the is that why we got the promo all the spam ad
that really does work board? Too.
That was good.
What?
It's a spam thread. Like it will post it there.
I didn't think it would. I'm sure some of the bots are just going to be whatever. But I put a thread up there for spams.
Yeah.
I said post your spam here, and
immediately there was one in there.
Yeah.
Actually, on my site, for whatever reason, all the spam only would go into the general section, and then we finally were like, there's just too much. I must delete 10 to 15 spam accounts. Like, maybe not 10. It's up there. Probably an average of like...
We probably get like 4 or 5 a day.
Yeah. It's pretty bad.
I go through them sometimes, and then I'll just like
what
Slack.
Is it, a PHBB board or whatever it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are really bad.
Right,
for it. They don't have... What?
No, I'm kidding.
Anyway.
PHBB and...
Well, they're the most popular, get the most...
They get the most spam, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Burger.
So, anyway. What else we got?
Someone's going to die.
Ooh. What?
Huh?
What are you reading?
I don't know. Christine says someone's going to die.
Who?
Who is?
I don't know. Someone.
We've veered into that area where we're reading the chat support and
dun, dun, dun.
You're just reading segments of stuff.
Everything dies.
19-hour song.
The fuck is this?
19 hours.
Dead tall man killed by cleanliness.
What?
What?
Post a link, bro.
An obsessive nicknamed the Dead tall man.
Was it Iron Mike?
Dettol.
Oh, shit, what's happening? I only used one stick of deodorant tonight.
What a fucking freak.
The Sasquatch coming after me.
Well, this fella died after continually cleaning himself and his home with the disinfectant.
Okay. What kind of disinfectant?
Dettol. Dettol.
Oh, okay.
It's like an all-purpose...
Cleaner?
Anti-whatever.
So he was using this on himself and his house?
Yes.
That's probably a mistake.
He may have become overcome by fumes from the dozens of bottles of the cleaning fluid he kept in his flat or apartment.
That's what they call it in England.
The 42-year-old had so much of the chemical in his system, his body was starved of oxygen.
What, was he drinking it?
Oh, my God.
More than 100 bottles of Dettol, I hope I'm pronouncing that right,
yeah.
Were found crammed into a suitcase
at
his home. Several buckets containing the fluid were also found.
So
that's
what was
crazy.
What was he bathing in it? Like
basically,
he was rusting.
His sister said he had suffered from obsessive cleaning disorder for years.
And OCD.
And she would not go into his home because it was
obsessive
stifling.
Cleaning disorder. OCD.
Yeah. Oh,
you know what I mean? Shut up.
No, it's
that's what that said.
I exactly know what you mean. That's why I repeated it.
I think we all have those.
Perhaps.
We should talk about that.
Why, what kind of OCD do you have, Vaughn?
I can't go to bed without checking my alarms at least 6 or 7 times.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, I have 3 alarms.
Huh.
I said 3 alarms to go
Why?
To bed. Because I sleep through the regular alarms, and I have to have my radio on just to remind me if I fall asleep through them.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I have to check them like 5 or 6 times. And I used to, when I was younger, I used to count floor tiles and ceiling tiles, but I grew out of that.
I have an obsession with calculating numbers and finding... bizarre patterns in numbers that don't really exist.
Yeah.
I hate it.
I have several. I actually can control mine and get rid of them.
Getting rid of them is a different thing. Sometimes it's like I'll notice that I'm doing it and I'll stop. I'll just be like, all right, I got to cut this out.
I have one with nerves. If I'm really nervous, if like I'm on a date or if I'm like on a job interview or something like that,
mm-hmm.
I'll count my steps.
What?
I used to do that.
Yeah. That's the only time I do it is when I'm really nervous. If I meet somebody new that I don't know and I'm, you know, walking to meet them, I'll count the steps. And then when I walk back, I'll count the steps.
I used to visually trace objects with my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would just like look at like the microphone and I would just go through and trace it as if like I had like a piece of paper over and I was tracing it.
Mm-hmm.
I would just go through like the whole thing real quick with my eyes.
Yeah.
And I would do that. That was the worst one I ever had because I would actually stop and have to like stare at shit and trace it. Finally, I was just like, this is going to stop.
Fuck!
Just like your ass has to stop. We can hear your fucking farts on mic.
Who's that?
You should have a built-in one, like one of those little ones you'd clip on right near his ass cheek.
Yeah, and get a lava mic on his ass.
That'd be awesome. We should all have one.
So you're tracing shit?
That was a weird one. But yeah, I used to count. Used to be the step counter.
Man.
That's all kinds of crazy
I don't
shit.
Even understand that one.
No, I don't either.
How's
stop
it
doing
work?
It.
But how does it work? What does it do?
Nothing.
It just takes your mind off of what's going on?
I don't know. I would just
I think that's what it does with
like
me.
I would look at this, and I would just go up and down and up and down with my eyes and pretend like I'm tracing it. I'm looking at the slats of blinds right now.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Tell us what I do. I still sniff, like, everything. I smell everything.
Especially the microphone after you fart.
Yeah. Vaughn. I smell it normally. Like, if you look at me, I always got my nose in here if I'm not talking. And I just kind of breathe it in. I don't know why.
That's bizarre, too.
Yeah. And the stranger the smell, the more I want to smell it.
Cow shit near you?
Like, I almost fucking died. Oh, I was going to say Carly could tell you, but she's fucking
dead over there.
She is dead.
The thing I have with numbers is, like, if I see a string of numbers, I'll try to find a way to make a mathematical equation out of them.
That's just crazy.
Yeah, it really is.
It's nuts.
That's fucking it's sick. That movie.
It's cool.
Beautiful Mind shit.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But it's
sick.
That just makes me nervous.
Uh-huh.
Fat mind.
I had this giant bucket of these chlorine pills for my parents' pool. And I opened it up, and I got a whiff of it.
Oh, you did.
But it was very faint, and I wanted to smell it. So I put my face in there, and and I literally, just about fell on the ground. It knocked me. Like, I started gagging. I almost puked.
It was that good?
It was that fantastic.
That hot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
Yeah, I don't know what the whole step thing is. I've been doing that since I was a kid.
So what goes through your head during the step thing?
Just count. Just whatever I'm up to. Whatever number I'm at.
Wow.
Like, just, I can, every step I take, it's constant.
That's bizarre.
And it only happens when I'm really nervous. So.
I don't know.
I don't get it. I've never been able to figure it out. That one, and like the checking, I used to do, when I was little, when I was real little, I used to check the, count the on and off on the light switch and stuff like that before I walked out of the house. But that's something I was something I was inquisiting. It wasn't like an OCD thing. I just kept doing it because I was a stupid child. So I kind of grew out of it. But the counting tiles and counting, the counting ceiling tiles and floor tiles, I started that out of sheer boredom, in school, and then I couldn't stop it.
I used to count the holes in ceiling tiles.
I'm not that crazy.
Do you remember, I think it might have been in high school, we had holes in our ceiling tiles.
Yes.
Yeah. When a class was boring, it's hole counting time. Horrible.
Christine doesn't want to talk about her OCD.
Oh, but we do.
About it.
Oh, I bet you has something to do with sex or something. Something funky.
Yeah, great.
Putting the chat on. Putting the cam on and just,
Putting the cam on.
Fucking diddling herself or something.
Putting the cam on and just showing your tits outright to dude strangers on a chat board. I mean, they're outstanding, but Jesus.
Outstanding.
What was I going to say? Fuck, I forgot. It was another OCD thing I had.
Okay.
Eating enormous amounts of food?
No. That's compulsive.
Compulsive eating.
And just blaming it on a food fest or something?
Food fest. It's called going out to dinner. Food fest today.
It has to do with food.
So what? We all have weird things with food.
What OCD would you have with food? I guess maybe.
Preparation and everything.
I know, like,
separating
a friend of ours has gotten into that whole has to stare at his food before he eats it.
Huh? Oh, really?
And I always notice that. The former aristocrat, Eric.
Oh, yeah.
If he picks up a sandwich, he will literally stare at it for
Examine
a solid minute until
Why?
He bites it. I don't know. And he always did that, and we always kind of picked on him for it.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day, we're at the diner, and he's staring at it, and he just goes, and there was a half a ladybug on the edge of his sandwich.
A half.
Wow. Yes, the other half was on the other half of the sandwich.
Oh!
They actually cut the sandwich in half along with a ladybug. And
wow.
It was, both of them were still there.
Wait, which time period was this of Eric? Because
was this before the Cold War?
Was this Eric? Was this Eric the Almighty, or was this Eric the old?
I don't
the old
know. This is Pizza Hut days. I don't
know. Okay, so it was before the Cold War.
I didn't keep. I'm not keeping
before
track
the
of
Cold
his,
War. I love that title.
I don't know what the Cold War is.
The Cold War was that, like, oh, I don't know, 18 months that you didn't talk.
Oh well, obviously it wasn't during the time we didn't talk. If I was there
before or after.
Are you talking now?
Oh,
that's good.
Before this was like 90 something.
Oh yeah, it was
good to see all the camps together.
But Steve number one has some bizarre eating rituals.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Except for more bizarre.
Well, you want to hear about? I guess this is Christine calling.
Okay,
Christine.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Is this Christine?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Would you like to tell us about your nasty OCDs?
It's not an nasty OCD.
What
I just
is
don't
it?
Really like to talk about it.
It's just horrible.
But you called
that.
In.
Why? Because some Australian told you to call in. You're gonna call in with it.
I'm half asleep. If I don't make sense, I'm sorry.
That's fine.
You'll be better than Vaughn, so.
Okay. My OCD is when I'm eating ABC 123's Chef Boyardee, you know, can of...
Oh, I know where this is
basically
going.
Basically SpaghettiOs.
Yeah.
The can has to have 20 meatballs in it or I can't eat it.
Bet you weren't seeing that one coming, Matt.
Not exactly.
20 meatballs.
Not exactly.
Yeah, it has to have exactly 20 meatballs in it or I can't eat it.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
So wait.
How often are there 20 meatballs?
There's always 20 meatballs. If there's 19, I have to throw it away.
I think those cans are set up where they actually have a certain amount of food in each.
Well, they can't like cram it into pockets of space.
No, you know what I mean. It's like I don't think there's ever an odd or an even amount of food.
Well, I'm sure it just has a machine that kind of slops the shit in it as it goes through.
Well, I think it's counted out.
I think they do count it out.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they must.
I thought it was just an approximation.
I'm pretty sure it's always 20 meatballs. I've had a couple times where it's 19, and I had to throw it away.
So if you're like
a couple times where it was 21, and I had to have somebody take one of the meatballs when I wasn't looking before I counted them.
Okay, now you're just
it's really bad.
All right, so do you live with someone else? Like, are you still with your family or anything?
No,
you're by yourself. All right, so who's counting? Who's pre-counting your meatballs for you? So you don't freak out.
My friend at work does it for me.
So you bring her or him just a giant bag full of SpaghettiOs, and they have to crack them open and count them?
Yeah, number one, this is a this is a staple of your diet, number one. I can understand it because I love that stuff.
Yeah, you love it.
But,
I can't afford real food, so that's what I have to eat.
That's fine.
How much are they? What is it, like the little Chef Boyardee
things?
You
can get them on sale for like $1.
You sound like
less than
why do you stick to ramen?
Less than $1. No, ramen's not fulfilling.
Fucking Bob Barker over here.
$1.
That's pretty crazy. Do you have any other ones?
Yeah, I have to eat all food in even numbers.
Okay.
So you got to eat two like of everything?
Okay, I kind of have that.
Too much.
There's a symmetry rule there.
Yes.
Carly probably has that.
If I'm eating grapes, I eat two at a time and I chew them one on either side of my mouth.
Yeah, one on each side. Exactly.
Yeah. And if I end up with one, I feel weird.
I have to get rid of it.
Yeah, either get rid of it or get another one.
Or cut it in half.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't like bringing cutlery.
So if you have like one single thing left, like one single grape left in the bag, you won't eat it?
That'll bother the hell out of me, but I will eat it, but it will bother me.
I wouldn't eat it. I would have to give it to somebody or throw it away if they need it.
Or here's the worst thing of all. You ever have like, you're eating fruit, and the last bit of fruit you have is like kind of sour?
Hmm. Yeah.
Like the last grape you bite into is kind of sour?
Yeah, it's like bitter.
And it just ruins the whole experience?
Yes.
No, I don't know.
Oh, absolutely.
It's fucking horrible. Or like you're eating like cantaloupe, and your last little piece, you go to bite it, and it's all like kind of like near the skin, so it's real white and crunchy and tasteless.
Or eating like salad, and it just, you get to that bottom piece, and it's kind of moldy, and you chew into it, and you're like,
the most bland food
you
possible.
Know what? As you were saying this, I gave you like the dirtiest look. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? But you're absolutely right.
Yeah, it's true.
Like you a get bag to the salad?
Bottom. Bag salad are the worst because you get all the moisture that's in there. So you get to the bottom. It's literally like water and dressing.
Especially if your mother's been keeping it, like she's been just recycling the same by putting new, like either putting broccoli or like pickles, or no pickles, but tomatoes in it.
What
it's
is
like,
going on?
She's just refreshing the salad every day. And she's like, oh, this is still good. It's still crispy. Broccoli this day. Friggin' tomatoes the next day.
What's
a little
that?
Spritz of Italian in there. It's like, hello, this looks like it's moldy. Why are we eating this still? And my mother likes to refresh
things. Yeah, that's another thing. I can't eat moldy food. I don't know what it is.
I have a great example of my favorite snack, peanut butter M&Ms.
Yeah.
I ate a small bag of them at work the other day. And the very last one, which I did not look at before I ate it, was a big mistake. Because it was one of those white, crusty kind of pieces of chocolate.
Oh.
And I bit it, and it crunched. Oh. And I was just like, that's terrible. I almost had to buy another bag just to re-satisfy myself. Because that last bite was so terrible.
It ruins your satisfaction.
It really
does. The whole meal's done.
Mm-hmm.
It's like having your last piece of steak, and it's just all fat.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, fuck.
Happens to me with subs a lot.
Yeah, the last bite of a sub.
Horrible, and the whole meal was a waste. I want to throw it up.
Yeah.
Because it's the last thing you eat, and that's what you're going to remember.
Yeah.
If I'm eating a sub, I'll save the middle for last.
Yeah,
it's a good
like
idea.
I'll actually put aside. Like if a piece of fruit looks good, I'll put it aside and eat that last.
You'll eat this whole piece of shit right first, and you're like, ugh, this looks moldy.
Literally, I'll eat the crappier food that looks crappier first.
I hate out of all of it. I hate moldy bread when you don't realize it.
Yeah,
you chew into it. And it's on the. You don't look at, like you just pull a piece of bread out of the bag.
No, I always
and
look
chew
at
into it.
It,
and it's still kind of moist. And then you're like, oh, what the fuck is that taste?
Oh, part
and
of the
you
way.
You pull
in.
It out. And there's a big piece of mold in the bun. You're like,
because there was like a hole right in that section of the bag.
Yeah.
Tiny little hole in the
you
air.
Didn't
was
even
just
notice
brushing it.
I always make a point to look at my bread before. I don't know what it is. Moldy bread just freaks me the fuck out.
Or dry, like what we have. We had hot dogs for dinner tonight. And I had my choice of either having a fresh bun or a fucking dried out husk of a bun.
What?
Yeah, because we had one. I
had
two.
Choice.
I had two hot dogs. There was two hot dogs.
Delicious or crap, Vaughn?
There's two hot dogs waiting for me, right, when I get home. And I'm like, all right. And you have a choice. I'm like, okay, they're both on two buns. And I'm like, okay, what's wrong with this one? It looks like a brick.
It's like feeding the dog.
It's been sitting out for a couple hours. I'm like, oh, great. This one's been in the bag. All right, I'll eat both of them on that one bun. Goodbye. Throw the other one out.
Your mother purposely ages bread before you.
You fucking double dogged it.
I double dogged it.
That's a great idea.
Put a lot of mustard and ketchup on that sucker and ate it like a man.
Here's what bothers me. You got a bowl of fruit, and you get like a little piece of moldy fruit there, and a person just throws it away and keeps everything else there.
Oh, yeah.
If there's a moldy piece of fruit in that bowl, the whole bowl's going away. Literally, I'm throwing the bowl away.
Contamination.
Done, yeah.
I never eat fruit, and this is the reason why. My mother had a tendency of keeping fruit way too long.
Yeah.
And
oh, my mother
like,
does that
like
too.
An apple that was slowly rotting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she just dumped new fruit on top of it.
You're supposed to rotate.
Yeah.
No.
FIFA, first in, first out.
She'd rotate. Yeah, it'd stay on the bottom until the next group of fruit came on top of it. And
so you got like, an ecosystem developing underneath your fruit.
Oh.
This is a fucking fruit pillow.
And she never understood that or mold on pork chops. She's like, those are still good. I'm like, you kidding me?
No,
I'm not eating that. Go away.
Mold can...
Well, it's been sitting in there for like 2 weeks straight.
Whoa.
And she's like, oh, that's still good. You can microwave that. I'm like, no.
Gross.
I will go to the doctor and get this checked out. I'm not going to eat it.
So we got any more weird
any more there,
eating,
Christine?
Yeah.
Is that it for you, Christine? Is that all your OCD
I think I've
crap?
Killed her. I think she's going to vomit right
M&M's.
With colors?
M&M's or Skittles or whatever.
If they don't have
the
letter on them?
I have to sort them by color, even numbers, eat from the most to the least, two at a time. If there's any left, I have to get rid of them.
I would do that because I do have that kind of like thing in me. But I'm just so fucking lazy that I don't.
Too lazy for your own OCD.
Literally. But if I... seriously, yeah.
It's like too drunk to jerk off.
Yeah, exactly. Really. But I will make a point. Like if I have a bag of gummy bears, I hate yellows, so I'll eat all them first.
Why don't you give it a hair?
Sometimes I do.
No, I totally understand them. I do that with jelly beans. Certain jelly beans I hate, and I eat them anyway.
Yeah,
I don't understand.
You gotta eat them first, and I save all the oranges for last. I just have a big fucking orange gummy bear sandwich.
I do that with, like she said, with Skittles or M&M's. But the only thing is, I buy like the Mondo expanded tub, you know, the big, huge bag versions.
Oh, yeah.
I break it apart, and I split them all up in colors, and I put them in different baggies and eat them throughout the week.
Okay, first of all, anyone who thinks that different colored M&M's taste different to me, they just freak me out.
No, I just split them up different colors. It's not like it's like ooh, red.
Well, if it's color thing,
green,
fine.
No.
Yeah,
just colors, not.
I had an art teacher who swore that they were all different flavors.
Negative.
And the thing is, with Skittles,
food coloring,
you'd always get those
flavor.
Mutant, like retarded looking ones that never made it out completely out of the womb. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're like kind of half colored. They're like missing half of it. It's kind of deformed. It looks like that kid from The Mask. It's all fucked up.
Little Rocky Dennis.
Rocky
Skittles.
Dennis.
I toss those right
I get
out.
Those every now
I'd
and
split
then.
Everything up.
Absolutely.
Put them in bags, and then as the week went by, I take a new bag.
Something I used to do with Skittles would be crush them.
And
just
them?
No, just like collapse them between your fingers and make them like flat.
Yeah, I do.
I don't know why. I used to do that when I was
Well, because they were kind of hard to squish.
And
but
then
once
all
you
of a sudden,
you felt like you accomplished something.
Yeah.
A kid I used to know in junior high used to put them in water You used to put a medium bags in the water and just, you know, until the color started to evaporate off of them. The point where, like, they deteriorated into the water and you get, like, this weird sugary,
like white,
fucked up water. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it'd be all like
you
it'd
drink
be,
the water.
It looked like goo because it would be all the colors mixed. It looked like shit water.
Yeah,
like, but you drink
brown.
It and be like ultra, like an ultra sugar rush to you.
Wow,
I never understood it. I think he still does it to this day, and he's like 27. It's like, all right, I can't talk to you. You have a kid. I can't. You can't be doing that now. Anyway,
put it in the bottles and shit. Warming it
drink
up.
Drink this up.
All right, Christine. Well, thank you very much for calling us.
Yeah, no problem. I'm probably
going to
go past.
Yeah, go take a nap or something.
Yeah, you sound like you're beat.
All right, have fun tomorrow with Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll see what I can do.
you're going to be on tomorrow?
Supposedly.
What are you doing? You playing with yourself again, or are you just hanging out?
No.
Wow.
Are you actually going to the show, or are you?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're actually going to be live with them?
Live.
Yeah.
Well,
okay. Well, you're right around the same area, so
Conte and Kenny are also going to be with.
So it's
going to
be Joe, Conte, Kenny, and Christine.
It's going to be a madhouse.
Interesting.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's going to be a bevy of entertainment.
As usual, I'll be listening.
As usual, I'll be.
I listen to everybody. I mean, I listen to everybody on this damn channel.
You do.
Yeah. I'll be at work.
You're too good of a person.
I have nothing else to do.
I know. All right, Christine. Have fun.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Night.
That's fun.
That was nice.
And the show's over.
Yeah, it's a good way to end. It's 12:03, I think.
Yeah.
Thank you, Christine, for filling up this like last half an hour, 45 minutes. We're talking about we need clips for like best of stuff.
Yeah.
We can use that.
Wonderful.
Yeah, fucking food talk. Everyone loves it.
I can't wait. If Steve comes back Thursday, which may not happen.
No, I may not let him back.
That's true. He's done it too many times.
Are you coming tonight? No. Fucking 10 minutes before we go on the air.
Yeah.
Just no.
GFY.
Yeah. BTW.
It's like everybody else. Why don't we bring back Eric?
Yeah, that'd be a great idea.
He won't come.
We are the Aristocrats, aristocratsradio.com. We're on myspace.com/aristocratsradio.
Yep.
And we are live every Tuesday and Thursday, 10 p.m. until midnight or later, like tonight, 12:04. Watch out, kids.
Ow!
cringehumorradio.com/radio, right?
What?
No, cringehumorradio.com, that's it.
Or cringehumor.net/radio.
Very tired.
Jackass.
I've been getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning all fucking month. Exactly. All right, guys.
Hope to see you Thursday.
99.
Bye.